Tony, what did we learn from the Boxing Day game, other than what a confirmation of what we already know, is that your team isn't a pushover for anybody?
Nah, we're disappointed, obviously. We put so much effort into the game. We're playing against a real good side who had lost two previous away games, and they're always, you know, the worst games to play in, because there's no complacency. Arsenal, right from the first minute to the last minute, you know, gave it everything that they had. And you know, when they're bringing on people like Ramsey, you know, their changes, it just shows, you know, there's so many players that never played, and you look at their team, they've got top players, and you know, they'll be in the top four without a question of a doubt. So disappointing that we lost to the goal late on, like we did at Chelsea. But you know, the lads can take a lot of confidence from it and a lot of heart in the way that they've worked for one another and the spirit they've shown for not just one another, but for their club, and that's important to me.
Well, that's your minimum requirement.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
People will look on and say, well, they've just played Manchester United and Chelsea and Arsenal. Now they've got Southampton and Hull. It'll be a lot easier.
Well, Southampton finished in the top seven last year, so you know they are a good side, and they have some terrific players. They've done unbelievably well because they've moved managers on. And everything has stayed, you know, very, very much focused, and everybody seems to be pointing in the right direction at that, and in the same direction at that football club. And Les Reed has been obviously the person behind, who has kept everything going. They've appointed well. They've appointed good managers, and Paul has done a wonderful job there. He's been very successful in France, and he's shown that aptitude in England as well. You know, they play good football. Good players, and we know it'll be a tough game.
And how well are your players shaping up for two games in 3 days? There's one or two.
Well, we've got one or two niggles, got one or two people that I don't think will be able to play the two games in the 3 days, so we have to maybe move it around a little bit. And we're not that strong enough, I think, to be able to do that. But we'll do our damnedest to get to Southampton and win a game, and we'll do our damnedest to play as well as we can against Hull on when is it? Tuesday. Mm. But we'll need the supporters on Tuesday. It's a supporters game Tuesday. We really need them behind us Tuesday night.
Can you do any sort of...
Tuesday afternoon, yeah, not night.
Can you do any sort of forward planning as to, you know, well, we know we're going to have two games in whatever time it is.
Yeah, we've set all the preparation out. The lads will fly down to Southampton tonight or this afternoon after training. Eating and rehydration is massive. When you're working that hard over such a short period. So, you know, they've all come in. Most of them will have their breakfast with us this morning. They'll all have lunch together and we'll fly down there. Then they'll all have dinner together and then we'll test them for hydration and other things that we do. We'll play the game, and instead of going home, they'll come straight back to the training ground after the game at Southampton. I know it'll be late for them, but we'll get them in. Then they'll go in the pool and do a recovery session. Then we'll feed them before they leave for home. Again, and they can stay with their families then Saturday evening, and then they're back in the next day. What was it? Saturday evening, Sunday evening. I've lost all the sense of days.
Yeah.
The day after the game, then they're back in. They'll have lunch together. We'll train, go through things that we think are important for the whole game, and then we'll feed them again, and do a hydration test. And then take them to a hotel, sleep them, and hopefully they'll be ready to go then for the whole game.
And in terms of any players that you can think that weeks in advance, well, two games in this period,
yeah,
might
players,
be tight. Can, you can
there's players, there's players who've been out of the group who won't be able to play two games, without a question of a doubt. And there's other players who will play an hour at Southampton, and then we'll bring them off, and then hopefully give us a good hour against Hull, and then bring them off.
Now, look, it's every football manager's favourite month. It's coming up, January, I know that. Have you done, in a way, some of your best January work already by nailing down Ben Foster and James McLean, two players you've already got?
Well, McLean's scatty, so, you know, he's what's the name? Ben's been a great signing for us, and we're very, very pleased to get him. McLean is a great lad round the place, and has done fantastic. He's been a good signing for the club. He's been solid. Yeah, he's scatty at times, but he's been really good in the dressing room. He's a good lad in the dressing room. And we've got, I think you've only had to watch us play this year, and we've got real good spirit in the dressing room. And we don't give up now. There's that feeling that irrespective of how things are going, we'll keep going and we'll keep going and we keep going. And that's you know, that's built up over the 2 years I've been here. And hopefully now that core will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we'll be able, maybe in 2 years' time, if I'm still here, that, you know, to look at a group of players and a team that, you know, will even be stronger and better than what we are today, fingers crossed.
It's people who make that happen, isn't it? The players have got to be the right characters to make that
happen. It's all about characters.
Yeah.
You know, signing players, it's character, character, character. Now, I have signed players who have been a little bit troublesome in the past to fill maybe a window or two windows. And sometimes you take a chance, and as a manager, you always think you can get a little bit more out of an individual than other managers can. 9 times out of 10, you're always proven wrong. But there is those occasions, odd occasions. So, it's most probably our toughest period now, because we've accepted that we have got to get more quality, and we've got to get that little bit more quality and go for those players who are a little bit more expensive, but not go for hundreds of them, but go for cherry pick two or three, and getting those players to come to West Brom with the money that we've got at times is difficult. Well, not just West Brom, any club outside that top six. So it's difficult, and it's a lot of hard work, and it's draining at times, and I can see it being a draining month.
I dare say, but I wonder if it's going to help the fact that you and John Williams and the Chinese owners have now been working together for a period of time.
Oh no,
but back in August, you were all quite new to one another.
Yeah, I think if you spoke to John the first time he met me, and you know that, then I don't think he would have been too impressed in respect of how blunt and straightforward and. I was towards him, but you know, he recognises, you know, that the way I am, and you know, the what I want and how I want it to be done and everything else. And you know, we can't build this club in a second. It's got to be built over a period of time. And the more time, hopefully, that you're given, and the more opportunity to get the better players in, the stronger this club will come. And as I've said, we're doing it for not just the first team, but there's some good kids here. And if we get the right players, the right base in, then those kids can filter through. And that conveyor belt, hopefully, you know, will start to roll the way it should roll at this football club, because, you know, the people in the academy have identified and brought in real good talent. Unfortunately, that talent has been lost in different ways. We've got to find a way of nurturing that, bringing that forward and bringing it on. And like I say, the best way of doing it is by bringing good professionals in, top professionals, getting a team that will win, will be confident of winning, and drill that into the youngsters that there's a difference between playing and a difference between playing and winning.
It's a blunt business.
And they've got to understand that.
Yeah, and just last, I assume there is a list A of targets, and then a list B, and I don't know how far he goes after that. But that's
no.
The
well,
the
well, I'm trying to knock down the C's and the D's. I'm trying to get the A's and the B's, and that makes it even more difficult. And to say that, you know, I've had some late nights would be an understatement, because I'm trying, you know, to get into lots of avenues and lots of, you know, situations that I don't think the club has been in before and are not used to. So we're trying to break down barriers.
Forgive me, do you mean level of players?
The level of players is important. I think we've got to try and get, you know, those players that maybe wouldn't have looked at West Brom as an option, and the agents who wouldn't have looked at West Brom as an option in the past to actually look at us now and say, well, you know, they've got a plan, they've got a project, they've got whatever you want to blinking call it today. Mm. You know, they've got a way that they're planning their future.
You're top half in the league.
Well, and we need to get the players in to make sure we stay there.